Now, the MP for the Panmure Ototahuhu electorate, Jenny Salisa, is worried many people whose houses were badly damaged may have chosen to stay put rather than seek emergency help. She joins us now. Morena.
Morena, Corin, and thank you for this opportunity.
You're welcome. Now, are you worried? We know that there were somewhere around 60 houses that have been so badly damaged that people can no longer live there. You're worried if you might have stuck it out?
Yes, I am worried about that, but may I first of all express my sincere and heartfelt condolences to Ganesh Prasad, his wife Marla, and their children Ashley and Jesh, and the immediate and extended families. No words are really adequate at a time like this, when a tornado or freak accident has taken the life of a loved one. Aroha nui ki a koutou katoa. In terms of your question, Corin, yes, that is one of the worries that I have. We know that there are just over 1,200 houses in the affected area. We also know from Auckland Emergency Management, that over 200 of those houses are damaged. And currently, the estimation is that about 63 of those houses are uninhabitable. Now, we know that in terms of the numbers of families who are currently housed in emergency accommodation right now, there are about, this is the information from yesterday afternoon, about 23 folks who are housed. But as you see from the numbers of the houses uninhabitable, of 63 at least for now, it's currently being assessed, so that number may change. What we know is that families, immediate families and friends, have stepped in to support some of our families that have been affected, and we're really grateful that families have done that. But I am a little bit worried that some of the families are, because of the fear, I suppose, from losing the small possessions that they have left. You might have seen from the photos, there are houses where the roofs have been taken off. Most of their possessions are also not there. The rain has come down, and so the little that's left of the possessions that they have now been damaged. And so the appeal that I have to our families in Papatoetoe, please call the Auckland Emergency Management on 0800 222200, 0800 222200, who can assist you with support, including emergency accommodation. There's also an announcement that our Minister of Social Development made yesterday that there is assistance for those who may need financial help. They can call MSD on 0800 752100. 752102, and MSD is able to assist with a civil defence payment.
Is there, we know emergency accommodation is, there's not a lot of it at the moment. Whereabouts will people go, and is there plenty of that for them?
That is something that MSD is absolutely assisting us with. What we've done over in Papatoetoe, this is MSD, as well as Auckland Emergency Management, is they've stood up two hubs, one in Alan Brewster Leisure Centre in Papatoetoe, and the other one in Ōtara Pools and Recreational Centre. Now, we're encouraging people who are affected to go to either of those centres, as well as encouraging them to ring the 0800 number where they won't necessarily have to go in for the assistance they might need, including accommodation costs if they've evacuated and need to stay in other places, including motels and temporary rental accommodation.
Jenny Salisa, thank you very much for that. The MP for the Panmure Ōtahuhu electorate.